Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride, your host for today. Well, we saved the dessert for last. Pat Race with Alaska Robotics and Matt Buxton, editor of the Midnight Sun blog. And, you know, sometimes it's their job to say what we're all thinking, but don't dare say. Or sometimes it's the opposite, to make us think about what we need to think about. Well, the two of you have teamed up for a podcast, Hello Alaska. And sometimes it takes an irreverent look at issues, but, you know, podcasts probably were a hot item this year, Pat. What do you think? Just with the pandemic, do you think that they benefited from the climate, so to speak?
Well, I sure listened to a lot of radio and podcasts and television and all kinds of things. Even little gnome open mic nights, things like that. It was very accessible because you couldn't do anything locally, so I was always reaching out for something else. But I don't think we were very productive in making them this year. It was a very hard year to get anything done. It was just kind of like high viscosity year. Felt like we were kind of running uphill through molasses. Or maybe trudging is better.
I know. I think this year everyone had really, really high expectations of we're going to be so creative and new, and we're figuring out new and interesting stuff. And some people really did. And all the credit to them. And some people, like myself, I think just had a really tough time with the year. And so I think, you know, some people, I'm just glad that there are people out there that are making a great go of it. And I've really enjoyed all that content this year, too.
Well, they say necessity is the mother of invention. And so necessity made us do a lot of things that we don't normally do with our computers. What do you think? Do you think that we're changed forever?
Yeah, I think, this makes me think of this story. A friend of mine, he had a heart problem, and it was one of those things where he went into the hospital and they're like, oh, you have 100% blockage. You need to go to Seattle right now. And what had happened is it turned out that he was able to survive because his heart had like grown a new blood vessel to connect. And I think that that's kind of what we're doing, is sending out these little spiraling tendrils of connection and kind of connecting in new ways now that our normal systems of connection are blocked up. I've run into situations where I'm not seeing the people I normally see here in town, but I'm connecting better with people who I don't see outside of town. Like, I've been teaching art classes and computer programming classes to my nieces, and that's been a really sweet way to engage with them. And I normally wouldn't see them until they come up for a visit in the summer for a week or something like that.
I gotta ask you real quick, what's an open mic night in Nome, Alaska?
Oh, it's great. It's like all kinds of stuff. You know, people with guitars in their living room, and a little bit of poetry or spoken word. You get great music. It was just, it's a lot of fun. There's all kinds of these online events. Taylor Vidick just hosted one in Juneau here that was like this big production, featured a lot of local artists. And so it's been really neat to see people in the arts reach out and connect on a kind of a more statewide level than they might normally.
So, Matt, I'm curious, if we could have crystal balls in front of us, I'm sure that we're all wondering what's going to happen with certain stories in the next year. So looking into your crystal balls, gentlemen, what do you see for next year and what stories do you want to follow?
You know, I kind of think of, I think in some ways, this year is not going to be the end of the year is not the clean break that we really want it to be, right? I think in a lot of ways this year started, that March, is it Wednesday or Thursday in March where everything kind of turned upside down, It was Tom Hanks got COVID, the NBA got canceled, and Sarah Palin was on, Masked Singer, right? It's all this kind of one sort of like 24 hours. I think that's kind of where it started. That's where I feel like our year started. So I think a lot of the kind of trends we're seeing that will dominate at least the next 6 months of 2021 will be a lot of what kind of unfortunately the same. I think it will be getting lighter, but I think we'll see. I'm looking a lot right now to the Alaska legislature. That's where kind of my bread and butter is. And right now they don't have an organization there. And I think, I think it's a very good chance that we're going to get a pretty far way into that session without any organization. So I think there's going to be some of those kind of divides there. I'm really hopeful that, I think there's been a really strong, utilization of this kind of new community that Pat's sort of talking about that we've been finding online. And I think I would really hope that, that continues to grow and find ways to kind of coexist with sort of the return to sort of the real life space, you know. So, you know, I've you know, reconnected with a ton of friends across the country in the last couple of, you know, months, and met new people all over Alaska. And, you know, really hope that those sort of things don't go away as we get back to normal.
Yeah.
So I think with heavy quotes around normal, yeah.
Well, we've got just a few minutes left. So news of the weird in 2020.
Oh man, I dug and dug and dug. I think my favorite weird news story for 2020 is the trumpets in the sky story. I don't know if you guys remember that, but it was reported on a couple times in the ADN, these strange noises that are like echoing across Anchorage, and they sound kind of like trumpets, but they're coming from up in the sky, and maybe they're snow plows scraping on the ground, but sometimes they're not happening when snow plows would be running. And they started this whole Facebook group to track them down, and now there's a bunch of people in there from Fairbanks posting the same sounds up there, and some people think it's the earth creaking. And I think like weird of the news is these strange unidentified trumpets in the sky is my favorite 2020 weird news, weird lighthearted news story.
How about you, Matt?
I don't know if I can top that. I think, you know, I think it's just been a really interesting year for politics. I think I still go back to, you know, I just think, I go back to the moment where Sarah Palin took that mask off on Masked Singer. you know, I think it's kind of, I don't know, I think everything's been sort of topsy-turvy. There's been a lot of sort of unusual sort of allegiances that we've seen this year, and sort of expected ones. And I can't, you know, I think the weirdest thing, I think, to me this year that that will stick to me, it's just that feeling that the Alaska legislature had in the kind of the final days this year as they're rushing to get done, and get out of Juneau, you know, kind of this sort of feeling that the pandemic is just right around the corner. And there was some amount of okay, let's just all buckle down and get stuff done, which is kind of rare in politics. And I think the fact that they were able to get together and work together for at least just a little bit is sort of funny. It was a weird story still.
Yeah, I think another interesting, yeah, I think another, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Zoom is kind of challenging. We step over each other. So go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just going to say that we kind of reached out to some people. We were talking about technology. So we sort of put out a like, hey, what did you think was interesting about 2020? And one of the things, one of the responses I got was it was a great morale year. A lot of people gathering mushrooms got a ton of mushrooms. And I didn't know why. So I said, why did you get so many mushrooms? And they said that it was because of all the forest fires in 2019. And that made me think that was just a really sweet metaphor for like providing some hope in terms of like, this has been a rough year, but we don't yet know what good things will grow from the kind of the forest fires of this year. You know, I think when Ivan was on just a moment ago in the last segment, he talked about how injustice is becoming more difficult to ignore. And I think that, you know, people like myself who are like white males and have some privilege, I think are, I think we're recognizing what it means to live with a little bit of background radiation. And I think that's going to change the world a bit.
I think that awareness of knowing what it means to be a person of color is really coming to the forefront. Well, I want to thank both of you, Pat Race with Alaska Robotics and Matt Buxton. Together, they bring you the Alaska Hello podcast. So hope you guys have a happy new year. Hope your podcast comes back. Thank you.